Hello, dear friends. You're welcome to a new episode on this English podcast. Today is September 1st, 2023, and this is your regular host, Teacher D, sitting in from our studios in Shanghai. It's been a long time, and we've been quiet for about 1 month. Yes, I remember the last episode we had was in July. And so it's been like 1 month. You probably wondering what's going on. Probably is the podcast shutting down? Well, I just want to say if you've not had any new episode so far, it's because I was busy working on a project. I was trying to focus on a project, a very important project, which I will be, for now it's still a secret, but I will be revealing the secret to you in this podcast because you're special and you deserve to know. So today's episode will be discussing what I was working on, something very important for English learners. And today's episode is going to be episode number 196. So if you're new to this platform, you know, it's an old platform already. This podcast is about 3 years old now. And we've been doing our best to bring regular shows to our audience. And we know that sometimes it's difficult for us to be regular. It's difficult to say we can do an episode every week or every fortnight. But because we are teachers, I am a teacher, I'm a full-time teacher, and it's really sometimes difficult to make time to be able to focus on other things. So I do my best to make sure that in 1 month, I try to have at least one episode. So it's been a very busy holiday for me. Today is September 1st and students are going back to school, and I would like to wish all my students a happy school resumption. I know many of them are going to new classes. Many of them had their promotion, so they will be going to higher levels of studies. Some of them will be learning some subjects for the first time, especially those moving from primary school to secondary school. So it's a big moment out there, and a stressful moment for parents, because a lot of parents are struggling now with school fees and making the right decisions, trying to buy stationery, school supplies, so that children can go back to school conveniently. So it's a difficult moment for parents now, and an exciting moment for students, because it's always exciting to go back to school, new friends, new classroom, new textbooks, and a lot to gossip about. A lot of students meeting at school today will be talking about what they experienced during the holidays. The summer holidays were hectic. We had here at DNT Academy, we had summer program, and we had a few students who were preparing for IELTS. They took the IELTS test during this holiday, and actually some of them are still waiting for their results. So it was a very busy summer holiday here at DNT Academy. And like I mentioned before, I went into a project. I decided to really focus on a project. And actually, this project is a book project. I am writing a book. I say I am writing a book because it's still not done yet. I'm still working on the book. So that's the secret. That's the big thing that is cooking. And you deserve to know first, because you are English learners. And so the news is that I am writing a textbook for English learners. And actually, there are three textbooks, and I started writing them in 2019. I started writing these books in 2019. So it's not been an easy task. And right now, we are at the editing phase. You know, writing a book is the easy part. I always say that writing a book is the easy part. When you finish writing the book, and then what you call a draft. When you finish writing that first draft, that's just the easy part, because you put your ideas on paper, and then you get into polishing the draft, making it, turning it into a manuscript. And that's when you get to involve all kinds of editors. You have copy editors, line editors, all these editors come in to help you polish the script so that it can be ready for printing. So that is usually the hard part of the project. Anybody can sit down and say, I want to write a book, and anybody has a story, you know. All of us, everybody has some nice story to tell. So it's easy to say, oh, I want to write a book, and then you get on your computer and then you write a story. But writing a story is just the easy part of it. Getting it published so that people out there can read and appreciate is a very, very difficult process. So from 2019, when I started writing these books, that was the easy part. Just I used to wake up early, sometimes wake up at 4 a.m. in the morning, and just put ideas, arrange ideas, and write a few pages. Sometimes I would write just a paragraph and then go back to bed. That's gone. I've finished with that phase, and now we are on the editing of these books, and it's really, really not easy. You have to take each page and see whether there is any problem, and there are a lot of details that need to be checked. When you're writing a story, you're just putting ideas on paper, but when it comes to editing, there are a lot of things to take into consideration. You have to look at punctuation, you have to look at the style, you have to look at everything, including the font. Even the font that is used in writing, you have to see whether it's consistent, you have to see. And in this case, it's an academic textbook, so something that's going to be used by students in schools. So you have to take a lot of things into consideration. It's an English textbook, so you're going to think, is it American English? Is it British English? Is it international English? You have to consider a lot of things. So in order to focus and look at some of those details, I said to myself, you have to prioritize. So I decided to take my summer holiday as the period to focus on polishing these manuscripts. So I'm happy to tell you that the work is progressing fast. The work is not done, it's progressing fast. We're still looking for a lot of support. So you never know. Maybe some of you out there listening, you have some good connections to some publishers, and you would like to connect with me. So if there's any publisher out there, if you have a connection to any publishing company that would like to publish an English textbook written by an experienced teacher, well, get in touch. You know how to contact me. You can send me an email at f-writers@hotmail.com. So they say that sometimes help comes from the least expected places. So I, ever since I started this project, I talk to everybody about it. I talk to my students about it. I talk to my colleagues. My colleagues know that I'm writing a book. My students know even some parents of my students know that I'm writing a book. My colleagues know about it, my family, my friends, they all know about this project, because the more people you talk to, the more chances you have to get some support, because writing a book is a huge project and you want a lot of people to support you. And supporting a book project is not only about buying the final product. A lot of people say, yeah, when your book is out I will buy, but actually an author is not just looking for people who will buy the book. One of the greatest things you can do to support an author is to help in the process of publishing. That is a more critical phase than the distribution and the selling of the final product of the book. So this is a kind of appeal to all of you that are listening. If you have good connections with a publishing company, or you know an editor, or you know there's another thing that is very critical in this project, is the formatting of the script. And this project, we have all the resources that we need. We intend to have some audio materials, since this is a language learning textbook. We would like to have something like a CD, an MP3 format that students can download and listen to. So there will be something like an audio book, and then there will be some recorded materials to accompany some sections of the textbook, like in the speaking practice sections. So that tells you that a lot of technicians are needed. So maybe you're a sound technician, maybe you have a recording studio, maybe you have some connections with people who do these things, and all kinds of support we need. We need all this support, and if you get in touch, of course, we will consider how we can collaborate. Nowadays, with the with internet technology, everything is possible. So no matter where you are based, you can actually help in this project, and of course, you will be duly credited in the acknowledgement section. There's a long list of people who are supporting the project, and it will be an honor to have you on that page too, and mentioning how you supported the project. So we need a lot of people. We need cover page designers. I almost forgot that. Yeah, that's something I didn't even think about until when we got to the process of editing and publishing. Then I found out even the cover page of the book, that's another project, and it needs a cover page designer. And to design a cover page, you need to take into consideration a lot of things, like the volume of the book. The volume of the book is important, the paper size, and in what format. Is it going to be a hard copy, or so is it going to be an ebook? So all these things, you have to figure them out like at once, and it's really, really it's overwhelming. That is one of the reasons why I just couldn't find time to make an episode of this podcast during the summer holiday. So I really hope that you understand all that, and you forgive me for being silent for a long time, but I promise you we are back, and this academic year we will be introducing some new features into the podcast. I will be inviting some colleagues, and we've done that before anyway, so it's not very new, but I will be inviting some colleagues for us to do certain episodes together. So we'll have some episodes that will be more like interviews, and these interviews will be based on specific topics. could be maybe topics like looking for a job, could be something like leadership, could be teamwork, could be I just want to be able to talk to some real people who are experiencing certain things that we usually teach in English textbooks. In your English textbooks, you see topics like keeping fit. Okay, so for that kind of topic, I will be inviting somebody who is really in that industry, maybe a fitness trainer, and then we're going to have a discussion about keeping fit. So this is the new feature that we are planning to introduce in this podcast this year. The objective is to get our listeners to listen to real life situations, not only just listening to my voice, Teacher D, but we want you to be able to listen to real life conversations focused on certain topics that we have already discussed in past episodes. So there will be a variety of topics, and we'll be talking to people who are not even teachers, people who will just talk normally about the situation that they have, and then we will use their conversation, we will use what they say to explain certain things that we need to talk about in terms of language learning. So that's the new thing that you may have in the episodes that will be coming your way as from this month, September. So get ready for it and don't give up on us. Keep in touch. Always make sure you tune in. And every time there is a new episode, we will write a summary of the new episode on the page. So when you look at our podcast page, you can easily sort out the episode that you want to listen to, because a lot of listeners complain that there are too many episodes, so they don't really know which one to do. So we will always make an effort to write a summary of each episode and publish on the podcast page, so that if you are looking for specific content, you can just look at the topics and then you will know that this is probably something relating to what you want to listen to, and then you can tune into that specific episode. So with that, I'm going to wrap up this episode today. It was just an episode to tell you that we're still around, and what we've been working on, and what you're going to have in the upcoming episodes. So I wish all of you students going back to school a happy academic year, and teachers, I wish you a hectic academic year, busy as usual. And for those of you who are just listeners to this program, I want to thank you for your loyalty and hope that you will continue to listen to our podcast. Have a wonderful weekend. This is Teacher D signing off, and I'll see you in the next episode.